This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden said Thursday that the U.S. is developing sharper rules to track, monitor, and potentially shoot down unknown aerial objects following 3 weeks of high-stakes drama sparked by the discovery of a suspected Chinese spy balloon moving over the country.
We are going to keep our allies and the Congress contemporaneously informed of all we know and all we learn. And I expect to be speaking with President Xi, and I hope we're going to get to the bottom of this. But I make no apologies for taking down that balloon.
While not expressing regret for downing the three still unnamed objects, Biden said he hoped the new rules would help distinguish between those that are likely to pose safety and security risks that necessitate action and those that do not. The downing of the Chinese surveillance craft was the first known peacetime shootdown of an unauthorized object in U.S. airspace. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the details on President Biden's latest medical checkup.
Despite testing positive twice last year for coronavirus, President Joe Biden has no long-term symptoms and has been declared healthy, vigorous, and fit to handle his White House responsibilities. That's according to his routine medical checkup. The results are being keenly watched as the oldest president in U.S. history makes plans for an expected re-election campaign. Many people, including Democrats, have expressed reservations about Biden seeking a second term in 2024, citing his age as a big concern. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Canada will send Navy vessels to Haiti for intelligence gathering as part of efforts to quell worsening gang violence in the Caribbean nation. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made the announcement in the Bahamas at the annual meeting of Caribbean leaders, where a key topic has been Haiti's surge in killings, rapes, and kidnappings blamed on gangs emboldened by the assassination of President Jovenel Moise. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg inspected damage to buildings in the province of Hatay following a visit to Turkey on Thursday. Earlier on Thursday, during a joint briefing with the Turkish foreign minister, Stoltenberg called the devastating earthquakes, which caused mass destruction and took tens of thousands of lives in Turkey and Syria, the military alliance's worst natural disaster. The NATO chief added that the alliance will be setting up temporary housing for thousands of people displaced by the quake, while also using its airlifting capabilities to transport tens of thousands of tents. Police in Senegal forcibly removed a top opposition leader from a vehicle Thursday, marking the latest unrest surrounding his likely challenge to the ruling party in next year's election. Ousmane Sonko was detained for a time after he appeared in a Dakar court. Authorities later escorted Sonko to his home, according to the Senegalese media. Sonko's supporters saw the incident as the latest attempt to cut short his political career, including his likely run for president next year. Sonko has called for President Macky Sall to say publicly that he won't seek a third term. A U.S. senator from the state of Pennsylvania has been hospitalized. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The office of Democrat John Fetterman says the senator has checked himself in to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to seek treatment for clinical depression. Fetterman is still recovering from a stroke he suffered last May. His chief of staff says the senator was evaluated Monday by the attending physician of Congress, who recommended inpatient care at Walter Reed. The 53-year-old Fetterman is in his first weeks as a senator. In November, he won the seat previously held by Republican Pat Toomey, who retired. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Recovery efforts continue in hard-hit areas of New Zealand on Friday after Cyclone Gabriel caused chaos, leaving at least seven people dead, displacing 10,000 people in the country's most damaging storm in decades. Gabriel, which hit the New Zealand area Sunday before making its way down the east coast of the North Island, cut off entire towns, washed away farms, bridges, and livestock, and inundated homes, stranding people on rooftops. The weather has started to improve in New Zealand. And U.S. safety regulators have pressured Tesla into recalling more than 363,000 vehicles because of full-service driving systems issues. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.